From the team at news.com.au, this is the latest from the newsroom.
Comedian Arj Barker sparks controversy. Brooklyn Beckham's wife reveals why she skipped Posh Spice's 50th, and an NRL star spills a juicy locker room secret. All that and more coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It's Monday, the 22nd of April. We'll get underway in just a moment. All right, we're going to start in Melbourne, and comedian Arj Barker sparked controversy over the weekend when he asked a mum with a 7-month-old baby to leave his show because the baby was being noisy. As the mum left the venue, several other audience members walked out to protest Barker's decision. The comedian, who offered the mum a full refund, spoke about the incident on 3AW this morning.
It was really awkward for me, to be honest, but I said, I'm really sorry, but the baby can't stay. And the woman did not even know that I was serious at first. And she just stood there and she's like, looked at me like, wait, you're not joking? And I said, no, I'm not. Made the decision not for myself, for the audience who wanted to see the show uninterrupted, who wanted to see the jokes work as they should.
You know, I've got to say I'm on Arj Barker's side. Why are you bringing a 7-month-old baby to a comedy show? Moving on, 3 people were taken to hospital this morning after a bus carrying 19 passengers crashed on the Bruce Highway in Queensland. Police believe the vehicle was travelling at 100 kilometres per hour when the driver lost control and the bus veered off the road. Thankfully, those who were taken to hospital only suffered minor injuries. To the US now, opening statements in Donald Trump's criminal trial will start tomorrow in New York. Mr. Trump is accused of paying hush money to cover up an alleged sexual encounter with porn star Stormy Daniels. Now, the trial could not come at a worse time for Mr. Trump, who's hoping to be re-elected president. He'll be off the campaign trail for 4 days a week for at least the next 6 weeks. To celebrity news, a bunch of stars attended Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party over the weekend, including all the other Spice Girls, Tom Cruise and Gordon Ramsay. One person who wasn't there, though, was her daughter-in-law, Nicola Peltz, who's married to Brooklyn Beckham and is rumoured to have a frosty relationship with Victoria. Nicola revealed on Instagram that she skipped the party so she could spend time with her grandma. We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport, the Oli Roos have failed to qualify for this year's Olympics. The Australian men's under-23 soccer team needed to beat Qatar in order to keep their hopes of playing in Paris alive, but they could only manage a nil-all draw. The Oli Roos did play in the Tokyo Olympics, but also failed to qualify in 2016 and 2012. And finally, a bit of cheeky fun here. Brisbane Broncos player Corey Oates was doing a radio interview the other day when a female listener called in and asked him a rather vulgar question.
Which players pack in the most heat? You know, come on, who's the real challenge?
In the dressing room.
Oh, jeez, I was waiting for this question.
Who's packing the most heat?
Who's single?
The real challenge,
I'm trying to go, who's single?
Well, there's
not many boys that walk around with nothing on, to be fair.
There's a lot of budgies, though. You can probably work things out.
Well, no, because back when I started, you weren't allowed to have a shower unless you had nothing on. They wouldn't let you shower. So
is that right?
There's like probably 4 of us that walk around and like have a shower with everything off.
Right. Are you still, you're still full nude, are you?
Yeah, I've walked around stark.
Of course you were.
I scare the hell out of them all. But,
yeah. Jeez, come on.
I'm going to go, Jordan Ricky.
he's just made his day.
That audio from Kiss FM in Brisbane. All right, you are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
A Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.